Okay, and now would you describe your experiences, as a child, as preteen and teenager, to be conducive to the rest of the people within your community, or did you notice anything? Did you feel separate from everyone else at any point in time during your youth?
Oh, well, during my youth, should I start from grade school or?
Wherever you want, you can go as far back
Well,
as you
for me,
want.
I've always felt different in general, period. That's just, I refuse to be the statistic or like anyone else. And no one can do what I do. I do what I do, and I don't want to do what everyone else does. So, like, growing up, I felt different, but I was very relatable. It was very relatable. Our neighborhood generally were close-knit. Like, it's people we grew up with that lived in the second floor in our same house that we lived in the first floor the whole time for years on years, and they had kids, and we've had kids, and our kids, they grew up as cousins, and we grew up as cousins. So, like, I mean, it was different, but not too far off different. It was more so like a lot of the stuff, like as far as like seeing different aspects of the world and branching out was what was the difference between me and a lot of the, growing up.
But anyway, I'll say they're older. Anyway. And the younger ones, it's like, I feel like I'm caught in the middle. So it's like, I'm just there to support and do what needs to be done. And I don't like the activism part of marching and all that. Because it's like making a public spectacle of yourself when there's no need to be. Society know we're here. So why must we go through all this? And I understand the fight, I'm a part of it, but sometimes it can be too much. So I just stick to Lorraine magazine and find interesting things to write about. Then everyday society don't know or understand, like I was talking earlier. I mean, it's a lot. I was telling her that, society has labeled us so many things that we're not. And we were laughing about it because at one point society said that we were pedophiles. It's like, no, we're not. I don't want to babysit nobody's kids. I really don't want none of my own either. I did at one point. I did. I want a bunch of kids because I love kids. But that was then. Now I got the reality of it. With kids, you can't go nowhere, you can't do nothing, unless you're dragging them, and it's like, and then you're aggravating. It's like, do your homework, go to bed, come eat dinner. No, I can't. And, society has labeled us pedophiles. They said they were promiscuous, they don't understand it. These young girls that are out here that's transitioning or has transitioned, they don't have family support, they don't have financial support, they don't have employment support. So it's like hard for a transgender woman out here in society. So there's not much for them to do other than become sex workers, unless they struggle like I've been trying to for God knows how long. This crap about transgender women turning men out. What is that? Really? What is that? I've never turned a man out that I know of. It's like, oh, you're known for turning men out. It's like, ew, what is that? Either they come because they're curious or this is what they like. Turning them out, what is that? But the things that society have labeled us, a lot of the time it's not true. They just don't understand us, you know. My everyday life, I live my life as a woman. I carry myself as a woman. I don't need to run around here and have a flame blowing out of my behind for what? What woman you know does that, you know, to show her femininity? But it's so much that society has to learn from us, you know. They think that we're all florists and beauticians. I'm allergic to flowers.
Okay.
Well, having a childhood to me was like kind of a difficult thing. I grew up in a home with my grandmother and grandfather and all my brothers. So I was basically like a boy in the house. I was suffering all my brothers. I was rougher than all my brothers. I was able just to go do things that they couldn't do. But I was always feminine. Everybody noticed in like elementary school that I was feminine. No matter how much I fought, no matter how much stuff I started, no matter how many girlfriends I had, they always sensed like, oh, he's going to be gay. He's going to be gay. He's going to be gay. So anyway, as my years are just growing up, I just basically just tried to fit in with society with my brothers and them, tried to do the things they was doing. My grandfather was like really strict on me because he was from the South. So I used to always dance because I used to watch wrestling and I used to watch like Nitro Girls. And he used to see me doing a dance, he used to kick me and say, boys don't dance like that. So I kind of knew like if I wanted to be gay, then I knew I was like, oh, I wish he, hate to say this, I wish he died so I could be gay. I wish he do this so I could be myself. So he's always say that if you be gay, we're going to send you down south. You're not going to be up here with us because we don't want no gay people. That's why your other gay faggot, A cousins, can't come around you because they're gay. Lead them in Virginia and stuff. So